The recent letter from Iran's President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad to President George W. Bush raised an important question. Does an interlocutor have to have clean hands in order for his or her words to be worthy of consideration? The actions of Iran's leader certainly give the world much cause for concern. At the same time, his questions about the ethical implications of American foreign policy are not in and of themselves easily dismissed. In point of fact, the Bush administration and the Iranian government both would be well advised to listen closely to the criticisms being mounted by the other. Since becoming president in June 2005, Ahmadinejad has made threatening overtures toward Israel, saying it must be wiped off the map. At the same time, in the case of Iran, Bush is dealing with issues that cannot simply be ignored. How shall the world deal with countries that ignore the international rule of law, especially with regard to the development of nuclear weapons? While some have condemned Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice for her quick dismissal of the Ahmadinejad's letter, it is true that the letter made no mention of the nuclear questions. In his letter, President Ahmadinejad writes, "My basic question is this. Is there no better way to interact with the rest of the world?" President Bush and President Ahmadinejad alike should consider this question carefully. This is Father Joseph O'Hare of America Magazine.